This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Everything is on the line. Who gets a ring and who doesn't? Stick around. You're listening to and watching the Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. I got to do the Howard. I just got to do
the
it.
The what? It's called the what?
The Howard.
The Howard.
Because he knows the word. He knows the whole song.
AfterBuzz. Is this him singing it?
No.
Nah. Not at all.
Not that far.
Okay.
We made it to the finale, y'all. What's going on? You are watching the Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition After Show. We're going to do a quick season recap. We're going to talk about the ring ceremony, who got a ring, who didn't, the lessons they've learned, as well as the lessons we've learned. We have our special segment, Counselor's Corner. We have news and gossip and predictions, fan shout-outs, all that good stuff. But before the good stuff, let's introduce ourselves. My name is Byron K. to my left.
Hey, y'all. It's the finale. Are we leaving together? Are we leaving apart? It's me, Jayla Rocks.
3X if you know. I was waiting for it.
Look at you.
Hey, guys. It's me, Sierra Stafford. You know what it is.
We know what it
Let's
is.
Let's get into it.
Man, so this episode is so crazy. This is the one we've all been waiting for. More specifically, Jayla. So I'm going to throw it straight to you. What are your initial thoughts, my friend?
You know, I'm messy. You know, I like that. Now, okay. I do, before we get started, I do owe Tiffany an apology.
Uh-oh.
This whole season, I gave you too much. And and that's okay. I can admit that. So tonight, you really changed my heart when it comes to what I was hoping for you. And yeah, I'm sorry. So I'm happy for you. And, you know, I'm not going to give you too much no more. So yeah.
What are you sorry for? You're not when you're young. What are you sorry for?
I did call her delusional. And I was telling her how she was, you know, get her act together. But the joke was on me because that's what she planned on doing anyway. So kudos to you, Tiffany. This is the episode I wanted to see.
I hope Thanks. She sees this. Like, she just made this so personable
it.
No, and sincere.
It is very personal and sincere to me.
Girl got the tag up.
Yeah. But overall, it was a great emotional episode.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about it, Sierra?
It was very, I wouldn't say it was emotional, but it was good to see. My favorite was, of course, Jessica and Sean, which we'll get into. But I think it was a cool episode. Everything turned out how I expected it, in a way, yeah. So.
Well, in that case, let's get right into it. You say you like Jessica and Sean. Let's just talk about it. Is that one of your favorite couples throughout the season?
Of course, besides Tammy Walker, you know.
Okay, who's your number one? If you could rank them, who's your favorite couples? Your top two or three couples?
Top one? It's always going to be Tammy and Walker because I just always loved them before.
Litty.
Yeah, so Tammy Walker, Jessica and Dime, and then third... got choked up.
Well, I mean, four out of five couples stayed together, so you got ones to choose from.
I'm more so like some people separately than together. Like, I love Nia. So if I can pick, I'll say my third person is Nia, not Nia and Soulja.
So you got a couple, and then you got a single.
A person,
yeah,
right.
And I'm not, and I like Lamo separately, but I'm just sick of Carl, so I that's why
Lomo.
I say that.
I think she deserves a lot better.
Yeah.
I think we can agree on that. What do you think, Jayla?
Okay, my favorite couple all season long, because it kind of fluctuated. I would have to give favorite couple to Sean and Dime.
I like them. Yeah. I like their chemistry.
Yeah, I
definitely
love them.
I would say one thing about Sean is he's a real supporter. Like, they was really finna Bonnie and Clyde and just be up out of there together. And I like how he said that he trusts her word over everything else. Like, mm-hmm. whether she's right or wrong. And he said, right or wrong, I trust her.
Okay, but y'all did give me too much last week when I told y'all that she failed it. Let's move on. And we got to the point where she tried to leave and she tried to R. Kelly y'all. She tried to get up all upset and y'all killing me with this. Mm. And she left trying to leave. Like, what does leaving do? It makes you seem more of what? A liar. Yeah.
But guess
what? Honestly,
we
would have got over it. If she didn't make it into that,
exactly.
We would have got over it.
So that's what I'm telling y'all. Like, y'all gave me too much last week, and I was like, she failed it. That's what happened. And y'all were like, no,
so
but
she's
going to take
guilty?
It again. Of course.
Okay, but guess what? The joke's going to be back on you because I got some tea.
Okay. Well, I got my cup ready too, girl.
Yes. It ain't over till it's over.
Okay.
Period.
Okay, okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. I don't know, man. I think, like I said, with Jessica, we would have all got over it, but she made it into something. And I think it's just the fact that she had this pristine image of, like, this is the we all thought that they were possibly the strongest couple.
I think she was really just offended. Because I remember I said that, and I was like, I think, because, I mean, of course, doing this does make you look guilty. But for me, I know, like, I hate being blamed for something I didn't do. So I wanted to be cleared up because I don't want people thinking that or believing that. So I would offend it, not because I'm guilty, just because I'm like, listen, nah, baby, we're not finna lie now. Let me clear it up. Yeah. So I think she was more like, now I gotta defend myself and this lie. Mm-hmm. But that's how to get
defending the lie, exactly. And I said last week, the more you keep telling lies, you
know,
have to
the
tell
lie,
a lie
that
cover...
they said, because remember she said, y'all know that test ain't right. That's what I meant by lie.
So do you think it was like the producer saying, let's stir up some drama?
I got some tea, that's why.
Okay, well,
I believe it was fake before, but this, the tea I got confirmed that I know it was fake.
Well, one
thing, get into it.
One thing I would like to clarify is I never said that Jessica didn't do anything.
What I said
is that it just wasn't a big
probably
deal.
That serious,
it was just, so what I think she should have done in this case is she should have just, like, whatever the situation was, just talked about it. This is really what it was. This is probably the thing
but
that tripped me up.
That's what we wanted from her.
Yeah.
But the fact that it doesn't matter if she did, it was a big one or not that serious or not.
But
the fact that she did. And the fact that she still failed the test is
but
what I'm
saying. She makes it seem like she didn't do nothing at all, though. That's
right.
The thing.
And that's what I'm saying.
I mean, she's a woman on national TV. What do you expect?
But she was also a stripper on national TV, too.
Oh, okay. You're right. But see, stripping, people are kind of proud of that now. Cardi B made it like, and it's already in our culture, being like, oh, you a stripper, like, make your money, whatever, you a hustler. But, like, Cardi B made it kind of cool to be a stripper. So, like, that's not, like, a deep, dark thing
these
days.
It wasn't about the occupation. It was more about how she felt was being portrayed on TV.
Because honestly, nowadays, I don't think no one judges a stripper.
Yeah.
Because I never looked at Dom that way. I never looked at Cardi. I mean, because we all know what stripping is. And some, just because you're a stripper sometimes don't mean you're a bad person with no morals. You just need a job. You know, but some people can't do it. But I mean, I couldn't do it, but, you know, some people...
I ain't got no dime booty like
even
that.
Even if I did, it ain't in me, but I don't knock people that do it.
I'll probably be the one that's, like, cleaning, washing the dishes in the
back. I don't knock people that do it, though,
I can wash dishes at a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I'll just... I'm going to just say that I'm ready for you to give that tea. I can't wait till we get to that tea.
Oh, I'm ready for y'all to have it, too. Ready. It's really good, actually, guys. So just wait.
But I got to say something first. Before we move on to the next topic, we want to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we can use your help. So how? This is how. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button right below this and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation because we do screenshot you. And if y'all shady, be shady. If y'all love it, be loving it. So we appreciate you guys so much. And it's been a great 10 weeks with these two people.
That was 2 weeks. Wow.
It's been fun.
It seems like forever, and this is where we end the end of the road, but it's not the end of the road for everybody.
It's not goodbye. See you later, bro.
Yeah, see you later.
I have a ring in my box for both of you.
Period.
So.
No, I need to see that.
It might be
no
a cute
No county, no cap in here.
Okay, it might be a ring pop. You know what I mean?
I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Well, if we're talking rings, let's get straight into this ring ceremony, man, because there's a couple who did not exchange rings, and I will say that couple was Fizz and Tiffany. How did you feel about that, Sierra?
Going into it, because, you know, Fizz said, you know, I learned something. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe since he learned something, he's going to just try it out. Mm-hmm. But it's like he admitted that he learned something, but said, although I learned something, I realized, too, it ain't it. I was like, so it kind of shocked me, not going to lie. Because they were off to a rocky start, but I felt like towards the end, they were like, okay, now that we understand each other, let's try to try. Yeah. So I was really expecting that. And I loved how so he didn't have a ring, obviously, which shocked me in a way. But at least he was honest. But she had a ring. But I loved, and I know we are ready for this, how she said, you know what, I'm keeping this ring for myself. To show what I deserve.
I think she flipped that last second. Do you think she was really going in with that? Because I remember she said, whatever it is with Fizz, that's what it's going to be. If he decides he wants to be together, that's what it is. So I'm thinking that she had the ring for him, but she was ready. Like, just in case this ain't what it is, I'm going to make sure that I have this.
But she already had her just in case. He just not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I believe, right. But I believe it was both. Because I feel like if he would have had the ring, I feel like she would have just went with it.
Yeah.
But she like, okay. So I feel like she had a backup. Either way it goes.
He was her first draft pick.
Yeah, yeah, either way it goes, she was going to be good with or without him. That's how I feel. It could have worked both ways for her.
I like how she developed into that. And one thing I will say, speaking of development, is individually, I feel like they grew the most out of everybody there because they grew and learned about themselves. And not only that, but they made it through the whole program. And then they were able to leave. And you could see it instantly. Like, she felt better. And I think he felt better knowing that, like, that weight has kind of been lifted off of both of them.
And he did say he is sorry for leading her on. He didn't have to mislead her that way.
Yeah.
And that confirmed that he really knew his answer all along. He just could have did it in a more mature way.
Yeah.
But if I ain't seen you in 2 months, that was going to be my answer anyway.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's kind of hard to let people down easily because if they're into you and they're invested in you, like, how can you say no? Even if you say no, they don't, like, what does no mean?
Yeah, actions. But
now, if you start stalking me and stuff because I said no, we're going to have another problem.
I think they're okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're good. I think they
both meant it. Showing up at her house and stuff.
She might be at the tour, though, just
now, you know what?
I liked having them around. I think they were the one couple that... And like you said, they haven't really been together in a couple months, but I think they're the one couple that the producers wanted to bring on because they're like, we're going to take a shot because all these other couples, they may split, but they have a chance of staying together. We need one couple.
We need that rocky-ass exactly. couple that's going to shake the house up.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
I think they tried with two. I think they thought that could either be Soulja and Nia, or it could have been Fizz and Tiffany. So they're like, listen, let's just shoot our shot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I think that... They kind of looked at Soulja Boy and Nia as kind of like the urban, more urban version of like the Polly and Aubrey from last season because they were volatile throughout the whole season. They were like back and forth and all that kind of stuff. So I think that they took on that role and they owned it.
And I think they will be good friends eventually.
I would love to go on Marriage Boot Camp. I don't know who I'm going to go with, but I'm going to go.
Wait, I said this before and she said no.
I guess you got a change of heart. I do have a change of heart.
Why?
Y'all, Jayla just comes to all her sisters today.
Or maybe I can go. Maybe I can go to like The Bachelor or something. After watching this, I really want to like invest into a relationship now.
Okay. Well, speaking of Bachelor,
you think Bachelor real? Let me stop.
I mean, a TV relationship.
Well, since you're talking about The Bachelor, how do you feel about Soulja proposing to Nia? Not even during the ring ceremony, but like after the fact.
That wasn't now,
right. I got
okay,
something
sorry.
To say. My name is
Pulled
Shayla
up his
Rocks,
pants and everything.
And, right. First of all, the fact you got to do all that and you like, I guess. So he made a comment that said, you know, I ain't getting no younger. You might want to rethink that. Don't get married because you ain't getting no younger. What happened to being married because you love somebody? Not just like, oh, I'm 35 now. I guess I'm going to settle down. No, I'm good.
And that proposal wasn't romantical enough. That's Lil Rascal's romantical, by the way. I know it's not
romantical.
Word.
Yeah, it wasn't romantical.
Yeah, it wasn't romantical at all.
Mm-mm.
For me,
it was still on
and
national TV,
reaction,
though.
Actually, you can tell she wasn't like, she said yes, but you can tell it wasn't that normal.
Yes.
But it wasn't that normal engagement, butterfly, happy, genuine.
She
happiness.
Can't trust him.
You can
if
tell.
If anybody refers to me as bruh during proposal, I'm good.
Wait, he said bruh?
That's
bruh.
A real relationship.
Will you marry me?
He said, bro, will you marry me?
I think that shows their level of friendship, though.
No.
Listen,
y'all. Because I didn't get mad if he called me, if my boo called me bro.
Leave a comment, y'all, if you think that bruh is okay sometimes, man. Because I say bruh, but it's a term of endearment. It's like, look, bruh, like, we love each other. We've been through this. It's kind of like how in New York, they'd be like, hey, will you marry me, B? A-A-O-B.
No, that's what Offset did, too. I'm sorry, bruh, to Cardi B.
And look at their relationship. They having
stupid.
Fun.
That's
they
so
having
stupid.
Fun. They living their best lives. They,
yeah,
they
I
bruhs.
Can't rock
they homies.
You on that one, because if you say bro to me, I get offended. I'm
see,
not your bro.
I wouldn't say bro, though, because that's
not
like...
not your brother.
That's making it extra masculine. If you say bro, anybody
it,
can
it.
Be bruh.
Well, I ain't your bruh.
And to me, when I say bruh, I'm either trying to be funny or I'm either like... It's not a good thing if I say bruh, yeah. basically. I don't take bruh as
where
a,
you from again?
Texas.
Okay.
I'm from Decatur.
Okay.
South.
Maybe it's a Midwest thing, though, because like,
I don't take
back
no.
home, and Cinti, we say bruh all the time to everybody.
But what happens to being a gentleman?
Yeah, when you're
like,
in a
there's
moment
that too.
Like that.
It's 90% that, but they're still, we're homies. We're going to be together forever. We're best friends.
Well,
you are my bruh, too.
But if you're proposing to me, I don't want to hear that word.
Yeah, that
I
takes,
think it's
that
just a moment.
The,
I may
yeah.
not say it in a proposal. I get that, yeah. but I mean, like, I'm gonna say, bruh. Like, if we cool, you're gonna be calling me bruh sometimes too.
No, I don't. Mm-mm, that's not even
so
my vernacular.
I'm sorry. Let me just. I ain't gonna be long.
Okay.
So if
uh-oh,
we were here. A thing, you would say, "Hey, bruh, let's go to."
Depending on the situation, I would. Okay. Perfect example. Hey, bruh, could you pass me them chili cheese fries?
I would be looking like, who are you talking
I'd
to?
I'd be like, and I would literally probably say, "Who? Who, bruh?" Yeah.
I wouldn't even look up. I'd be like, are you talking to me?
Bro, who you talking to? Yeah. That would offend me. I'd be like, oh, I guess this is a rap.
Yeah.
See, see you're going to walk out on your blessings just because you don't like the B word. And it's not even the B word that you shouldn't like. It's just a regular B word.
Well, listen.
No, I like the other B word. You can call me all that all you want to. But the fact that you call me bruh.
What's the other B word that you want to be called?
That's another show, girl. For The Bachelor.
I want to know after this.
Bride?
Tell me a secret.
The B is for bachelor. For bride.
You should have just said that because there's too many B words out here to
okay,
just be letting it linger.
There's nothing wrong with bruh.
We got a clarification, so we good. We can
okay.
move
please
on now.
Please confirm this in the comments, though, that it's okay to say bruh, okay?
No, don't confirm that. But
Jesus.
Okay, moving on.
All right, man. Yeah, we are going to move on. So Shine, he actually proposed to Jessica
no,
and
he
gave
yet.
Her a date and then... whoop. False alarm. He took it back. It just didn't work out that way. But they still together, though.
Now, I thought they did get married. Did they not just get married recently?
Not that date. I'm not sure if they got married.
Maybe not that date, but I could have sworn they got married.
And I was honestly just stalking her Instagram.
I know.
And I don't, but so from what I've seen, I don't remember seeing a wedding picture on there.
Really?
On her page. Not that I mean.
I don't know. Or maybe that was Waka and Tammy who just got married.
Yeah, that was them. They redid their vows.
Well, I want to say, before, like, but the finale looks, like, shout out to whoever did their makeup and the dressing. Like, everybody's look was amazing. Mo got a new wig.
I had to.
She wore all
not
black.
Not a new wig, though.
She did.
She's like, nerd, she got a new hairstyle. She had a new wig.
I mean, hey. Yeah, the looks were amazing. Dr. V always looks good.
Listen,
she always looks good,
who's
though.
Her stylist?
I don't know.
She be killing
the
game.
Y'all not Giovanni. About to embarrass me.
Listen, Dr. V be having poses for days, so she be standing there just posed up for real.
I've seen her in Beverly Hills one day.
I have not.
And she was wearing, like, just casual, like, Nike jumpsuit, fresh.
Oh, she be killing the game.
Yeah,
fresh.
She know what she got, too.
Yeah.
Like, she know what she got. She know her angle. She is not playing, bro.
She's hot.
Is she in a relationship? Is she married?
I think so, but Zach is her friend from our last season of Marriage Bootcamp.
Oh,
so.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
That's Liddy mm-hmm. in the city. Okay. So moving on, is there any lessons that y'all would say that you learned through this season, just in your own lives, not even necessarily with the couples, unless mm-hmm. it does involve the couples?
You really, forgiveness is something that forgiveness can be risky. That's something I've learned because that I can relate to for myself. That's why I'm going to pick that. Forgiveness can be risky because sometimes it teaches somebody how to treat you if you give them too much. Or sometimes, you know, it's risky because you never know if it's going to work or not, if you forgive them or not. So, but you really have to know when it's time.
Yeah.
To walk away or to stay, or I feel like you'll know if it's worth it or not to try or to walk away.
Yeah, I feel like instinct to tell you.
Yeah, so just learning how when to walk away and when to be like, you know.
Yeah,
I'm learning that too.
Yeah,
I give too many people. I give people too many chances, so that's why I'm just like I'd rather just be by myself until I'm ready to, you know. Seeing these people on TV, we applaud them for entertainment value, but it takes a lot to stick through that. Like, I couldn't date anybody who's in the entertainment industry because of because of the that's just how it is lifestyle, or you have to get used to that. Like, I would have probably already been in jail by now.
Well, you got to think that's how anybody who dates you is going to be, because you work in the entertainment
industry. But I don't have strippers and hoes up and down.
Who knows? I'm not gonna, who knows? Right, who knows? We don't know. We don't know.
Three of you nasty. But I have to put myself in a, like, align myself first before I can give myself to somebody else.
That's real. I'm kind of the same way. My thing is, like, when I'm going through things, I go through them in private, and it's like, listen, you're going to see me once I get through this. Don't worry about me. It's cool. Mm-hmm. You're texting me. I appreciate that. But just know I'm going to get back to you as soon as I get me together. Right. And another thing I've learned is that you got to go through the valley in order to really experience and appreciate the hilltops. So that's why I love Marriage Boot Camp, because it literally, they throw every single thing at you that they can. Like, everything that can be shaken gets shaken in those 10 days.
Well, I'm
going
to stay in the valley because I don't like heights.
Man.
I don't like hilltops.
Man, that valley gets cold and dark and lonely. You better go to that hilltop and see everything, like in The Lion King, where the light touches shall be yours.
I can see it up to, I can see it from my roof.
Oh, no,
I can just take a peek. That's all I need. That's all I need.
I don't know, man. But no, I think that everybody really got tested in, like, the right ways. And I think I would actually do the marriage boot camp thing, like, if it was
me. Yeah, let's go together.
Okay.
Let's all go together. We can go as a three-way.
We don't have a dysfunctional relationship, though.
Yeah, we will have to go with people.
Oh, people that we don't like.
I wouldn't even. Well, why I got people we don't like?
I mean, that's the point. Like, you're supposed
or
to go
people
there
you
with,
need to work on something with.
Okay, well, that's the case. I'm gonna show up with a bus of people.
Because Jessica and Dime, they had a minor issue. It wasn't like they just got a rocky relationship and scandalous and whoop whoop whoop. It was just a relationship date, so it ain't got to be just that toxic.
It's just kind of like
just something
stronger
that could
in
be
their bond.
Well, who do you think had the most out of all these five couples? Who had the most toxic relationship or the most unbearable? Would you think?
So, Jania.
I would say that, but I
disagree. But Carl and Lil Mo, too.
I was that's more one way, though, because Carl, like, honestly, he still has a dog mentality, I think. And, like, I get it. Like, even Mo understands, like, you just got to see if you still got it. But it's like,
when she said, I'm sorry, that made me upset. I said, when she said that I'm sorry, I was like, oh, she boo-booed for real, for real. Like, y'all know you're trying to see if you still got it. So that means you're basically said, I'm okay, because I feel like what you're doing, I can understand.
Yeah.
No, baby, once you got on one knee, you said, I ain't got it no more.
He wasn't believable at all. Like, I couldn't even
I
be on his side.
That.
Like, when they were at the ring ceremony and everything, he's like, I have nothing to say. I ain't worried about you leaving. It's like, bro.
And that right there was a red flag. It's like, he knows you're not going to go anywhere, so why would he change up?
Yeah, bro.
As much as you would think he would, if he know you such a rider, he love you this much, you would think he would.
You know what? You know how Mo is so scared with the 666 thing? Maybe she should just, like, let this shit go left and break up with Carl so she can get rid of the 666, and now she's
three
on to her seventh.
Three times you're out.
Yeah, so now she's on to her seventh, and seventh is a number of completion.
And three strikes, you're out. Maybe you just need to be out three times. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know
about her.
You said that have a dog mentality. If you lay down with dogs,
you're going to get fleas.
Yeah, that's nasty, man. But, no, I think, like you was going to say at first, like, I think Soulja and Nia had the most, like, toxic relationship for multiple reasons. They just have so much pent-up anger and aggression towards each other. And one thing I will say in Soulja's defense, though, is, like, he may be a lot of things, but one thing he is honest. So that's one thing we've never, like, doubted his honesty. Like,
I agree.
Like, that's one thing. He always comes through with the facts. Big Draco comes with the facts, but he be playing a little boy's game. So I think it's important when they say that with Soulja Boy, his only thing is just deciding, like, when are you going to be Soulja Boy and when are you going to be Soulja Man.
But I don't need you to be Soulja Man. I need you to be DeAndre.
I don't think he knows how to be Soulja Man anyways.
I don't need you to be Soulja Man. I need you to be DeAndre.
Yeah, man. He's still learning who that is, I guess.
And that whole engagement was clearly kept.
Super
and it goes to confirm what Nia said, the real work starts when we leave.
Yeah.
She kept saying that. Mm-hmm. So we see it didn't go no further after they left.
She also said that she regretted giving him, like, the last chance and everything, too. So even on the show, she regretted giving him that chance.
It's like, how did you mess up? Oh, I'm just over it. Like, you can't keep pouring out your heart and then go back for, I don't know.
Yeah, especially with a fake proposal. All these fake proposals and no marriages, except for Walk and Tammy.
That's what I'm about to get on. We haven't gave Walk and Tammy too much now. I don't think y'all safe.
ain't nobody safe.
So Tammy will always have trust issues. Yeah. So I say that's okay. Just marry Waka and let Waka marry your trust issues. That's it. If you're going to sit here and say, oh, I have trust issues every
counselor,
time y'all open.
Counselor Jayla.
Just marry all together. Y'all going to be in the throuple. You, Waka, and your trust issues.
What was that word again?
Throuple.
She be coming with the words, too.
No, that's a real word.
I know.
I think.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, like, the trust issue, because she always says, you know, I love you, but I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And if that's going to be your narrative, girl, let that be your
narrative.
And
my thing is, though, what is it going to take for her to trust him, though?
I don't know.
My thing is, does she want to trust him?
No.
Or are you just used to not trusting him?
I think that's what it is. She's just so, well, she has like that angry woman syndrome. And I don't know what's going to shake that. Because Waka be playing, but Tammy be mad.
I know. And that's not a good thing to do. Like, if he goes, oh, I went to go get eggs. And he tell her, oh, I got 6 eggs. She going to say, let me see. Mm-hmm. And then she got 6 eggs and she's still going to be mad.
And she know so, he be joking. Though, like, they joke openly. So, like, with them in particular, I think she shouldn't get mad as much because she knows how their relationship works.
And I feel like if you show me, it's different if you're telling me than saying, but I feel like Waka probably is showing, like, you know, I'm changed. You can trust me. And I don't think she's really trying to accept it.
I bet you this. So. I bet a lot of people will watch this show who never really followed Waka. They just know his music. And they'll watch this show and be like, man, Waka is so much different, so much more mature than I thought he would have been. Because, like, all I know is his music. So me seeing him on this show, not talking about me, but just, like, an average fan who may not know him, they're like, this is a whole nother side that we didn't know. So I think overall, Waka has grown a lot. He's right up there with, like, Fizz and Tiffany. Like, he's grown. He's changed a lot. He's more accommodating towards Tammy and her needs. And I think he's able to, like, calm her down. In this case, she would be more like the Hulk. And he's the one that, like, kind of calms her down.
So he retired from music.
Yeah. That was a shocker.
To be with her.
One thing about rappers is they never truly retire.
But I didn't understand the whole, I retired from music for her. I didn't get that. Because you don't have to.
I don't think he retired for her. I think he retired to pull back from.
Yeah, the lifestyle.
The lifestyle. I don't know what the lifestyle is because we've been trying to figure it out since episode
one.
Well,
once you're a famous platinum selling rapper, you're always that. Even if you only have one hit. Like, let's say Crank That. Even though he had a few more hits, like, people are going to know you for that hit.
I have to say, I agree with that. Because if that's what it takes. But it's like, if you can't do your rapping career and just still be faithful to me, it's kind of like, dang.
Gucci does it.
You got to stop your lifestyle that badly. Like, that for me, that's kind of still scary. Because it's like, that's cool or whatever, but you can't handle it. Like,
that's why she still has the trust issues.
And so, yeah, that for me, it might have sounded cute to y'all, but I was like,
nobody.
You can't tame yourself, so you have to literally stop something that makes you money because of that.
He ain't going
to
stop. That's the thing. You can't retire as a rapper. Yeah. That's
and
money.
And then I thought he was working on something.
Yeah,
Flockavelli
2, allegedly. Allegedly. We'll
Waka,
see, man.
Do not stop, please, because that's just cap.
We need some Waka. Cap. We need some Waka music.
Yes.
Cut.
Was there anything else that stood out about the episode to y'all? Any other notes?
Fizz.
What about him?
Lil Drew with the X.
Why Lil? Lil Drew?
He's skinny.
Okay.
I'm happy for you for letting Tiffany go. Get back on this tour. Do what you need to do. Go bump, bump, bump. There's going to be other girls waiting for you on this Millennium Tour. I want y'all to get it together because they had a couple of rocky days this past weekend. I hope this experience helps you heal all of your wounds that you have going into your next relationship. Don't let Moniece tell you what to do. And don't let Moniece control you and run your next girlfriend out of there.
Yeah.
But also, too, because in Moniece's defense, it's always Fizz never defends her. So if there is a situation where Moniece may be possibly right or whatever, just defend her that way. Because I feel like sometimes Moniece got crazy because it was like, dang, my own baby daddy letting these little girls talk to me like this. And I have to get crazy to defend myself because he's not doing it.
Yeah.
So I feel like in their relationship, only because I watch it on other shows, defend her if something does go left as well, because that's still your mother's, your son's mother at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wouldn't want no girl. I kind of feel my niece. If she can't respect me, don't be around my son. I don't care because we need to clear this up first. But I don't know.
That's sound advice. And I think that's a perfect way to segue straight into our special segment that we like to call Counselor's Corner. Here we go. We got it. Hey.
Okay.
J-Lo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finale of Counselor's Corner. We have been giving you insight all 10 weeks, and now it is our time to leave you with some good stuff.
Bang, bang.
All right. So, I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead.
This comes from Judge Toler. She gave us one little last nugget before she had her nice little Giovanni gown on. Forgiveness frees you and not the other person. And I took that to heart because I'm a sucker of holding on to grudges. And it might not be the biggest thing. Like last week I told y'all we're gonna get divorced if y'all eat my food.
No, we don't.
Now, when you're able to forgive, you're able to heal. Mm-hmm. And once you start to do that, you can kind of put your bricks up into your own wall rather than, you know, throwing the bricks that you need to build. So
look at you.
I like
that. That's what I got from him.
Okay. My counselor's corner is from Dr. Ish. I like how he said there's a time and a place for everything. There's a time to turn up, a time to turn down. But at no point do you ever turn away from each other. And I'm like, ooh, that's real. You gotta approach your issues. You got to appropriate the problems.
Say it again.
You got to appropriate the problems.
Appropriate. All right.
For me, it wasn't nothing really what anyone said because y'all hit everything on the nail. It was just to see the relationships and just learn each other first and just really grow personally before you can grow together. It takes you to be right for you to be right as a partner for somebody. So just getting yourself right, you know, and then being that person for your partner. And I think that will help a lot of people, especially the people we saw on the show.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
Exactly. And gotcha. You have to love yourself first in order to love somebody else properly. So.
Okay. Since this is the finale, y'all, leave comments if you have any special advice from Counselor's Corner or something that you want to share. Let us know, because people in the comments read other people in the comments, and I'm one of them. So just know that. And speaking of the comments, let's get straight into these fan shout-outs, y'all, because y'all be showing a lot of love.
All the time. All
right now, what we got?
Man, so first we got Rakita Dobie, longstanding OG of the show.
OG.
We're going to have to send you something like a t-shirt or something. I don't know.
A flower or something.
But she said, I don't think Jessica cheated on him the same way Carl was able to relax and pass the test. I think Jessica was too tense and failed the test. I agree. There's quite a few people who agree with her in the comment.
Thank you, Rakita.
She had like four comments replying to her saying, good point. Mine was one of them. So
I'm taking my t-shirt back, Rakita.
Listen, we got you.
We get you one.
We got you. And then another one, we have Annabelle Reyna. She said, okay. Tiffany has a YouTube channel. In one video, she explains things better. She was pregnant and had a miscarriage in the house. Keyword, in the house. She said knew of her pregnancy the whole time. Fizz playing for these cameras like he didn't know anything. Well, if that's the case, he's a rider.
So whose baby was it, though? Was it Fizz's or the other guy's?
Probably the dude who she was getting married to and expecting with or whatever. Maybe that happened right before
that's
the show.
That's terrible.
Because no pregnancy lasts 9 months.
So she was pregnant during filming, or
that's what this girl is saying, and I believe it, especially if it's something that Jessica posted on. I mean, not Jessica. If it's something that Tiffany posted on her channel.
Oh, that's what's going into my
tea. Video. Okay, well, we leading on to the tea.
And also, too, but until you notice, they wasn't, you know, doing nothing, you know, intercourse-wise. So that probably has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, I think there was a lot.
Even though you can while you're pregnant, but, you know, I feel like that was probably the reason why she was like, nah.
Yeah, he ain't getting nothing. He couldn't wait. That was a jail sentence for him, them 10 days.
Well, he thought.
Well, she was in there drinking, too, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's a good question. I might have to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
now.
Really, I don't remember, honestly, so I don't know.
I was not paying attention to that.
Maybe
that's a good point.
I don't remember, so.
Listen, we're going to go back and watch, or let us know if you saw her drinking, bro. And if she was drinking, let us know what she was drinking.
See if this pregnancy was real.
But let's get straight into this tea, y'all. We are going to move on into our news and gossip.
Ready.
Piping,
y'all.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm going to have to
pull
this
over
my phone.
Hey, so we are moving on, and we are talking about Lil Fizz. We are still talking about Lil Fizz. He's going strong on the Millennial Tour with his boy. Here is a few photos of him wearing all white, doing an old school R&B type of vibe.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with that. A few pictures on stage, him holding a mic.
I like that picture. I'm up there.
Oh, yeah. I do.
I think those are the best pictures, like performance on stage pictures. I love when entertainers post those.
Now, he is a little count behind, but we still support the Millennium Tour.
He still got the moves, though.
He do. Did y'all see the snippet, though? Like, I ain't gonna lie, it looked lit.
Oh,
they
look
good.
Yeah.
It kind of made me want to go buy some tickets.
It looked like throwback vintage B2K.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're really delivering. So regardless of what's going on behind the scenes, they're putting on a great show.
And
so
they all
dope.
Look good, honestly. So kudos to B2K.
Yeah.
Then next we have our guy, Soulja Boy, Big Draco.
Uh-oh.
So this is a picture of him and his girlfriend, XX Tiana, you know, they showing love to each other. She's posting pictures. He's commenting. He's reposting. Then she's reposting his repost. You know, puppy love type stuff. But apparently, he is not with Nia anymore, as we obviously can tell. And, you know, I guess it's like,
that's
who cares?
That's still so annoying to me, but because it's like, you can love someone else that fast, but you couldn't get it right for her.
I don't think he loves her for real. He loves the idea of her. He loves everything about her, but her.
And then I know a million girls
that look just like that.
Her. No, that not even look like her, but that's her. That Instagram baddie girl who's doing all of this.
Clout chaser?
9 out of 10. We'll talk about that after. 9 out of 10. This is going to be either a love and hip hop situation for her, annoying. Or, you know, it's just going to be some
shade. She might like it, though.
And honestly, too.
She might want the TV publicity.
And you're right. This is not serious because I follow Soulja. He's always coming in on celebrities. Like, he always coming on Ashanti pictures. Like, yeah, putting
I saw that one, too.
Like, he always coming on other females' pictures.
It
so.
Is support, too, because at the same time, they are friends. So, I mean, in the industry, you're support. Friends with everybody.
Yeah, it could be support, but it's just this right here. I'm sorry. And I'm not a hater. I give props where it's due, but I'm not. Something sits in my spirit that this is annoying and cap.
I feel like this is cap. Yeah. One thing, just going back to the whole showing love, like, one thing is, like, Soulja Boy, like, even though he's past, like, the prime of his moment, because, you know, he had that moment, like, a month ago, he's still, like, kind of riding on that moment. So it's like, you're going to see him around with everybody commenting. Like, he was just with Blueface Baby a couple days ago. And, you know, Blueface is, like, the thing right now, so.
That's different. I'm talking about relationships.
You're right.
I care less about that. I'm talking about these fake girls.
I tried to look out, bro. I know you be getting around, Big Draco. Yeah. All right, so speaking of getting around, so Soulja Boy actually has a show, allegedly, with BET on the way. So this is a clip posted on his story. Let's go ahead and listen or watch it.
My comeback is not stopping.
Nope.
I was up with shit and had to set up at the crib. I go in, I hear the beat.
New TV show coming soon. Shout
okay,
out to
cross BET. Services.
Tell you, filming at the Soulja.
Yeah, so this is actually at his house. So I'm guessing BET brought their equipment to his house. I don't know if it's a documentary type of show or what's going on.
It's gonna be a Big Draco reality show. Are we gonna watch it? Right? Are we gonna watch it? Of course we're gonna watch it.
Yeah.
We need to cover it. Can we be the person that covers it? Yeah. Let us all cover it.
But also, Tammy and Waka are having their marriage special. Marriage Bootcamp spinoff next Thursday too.
Oh,
so,
really?
Congratulations.
That's gonna be lit.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the same time? We need to talk about it. So
well, go ahead and talk, because I know Sierra definitely has some juicy news and gossip,
girl.
Some encrypted text.
I'm ready for the tea.
Y'all, I think we all ready.
Bring the actual factual.
So last week, you know, the show, you know, sometimes the cast watched the show with us because it already aired. So right. I guess they watched the last episode with us and we're all confused by what they actually aired. Mm-hmm. So Tammy noticed it, and so she texts literally all the girls, and so I have screenshots of each conversation with all the girls. So
she texts you too?
She should have, because listen. So basically what she was saying is basically the show was all kept. They kind of displayed her, if y'all remember, that Waka was basically cheating in the club. But she said they edited to make it seem like she was coming at Waka, but she was really coming at security for not having them security in the club.
Security guard in the club. Yeah.
But they tried to make it seem like Waka was in some girl's face, and Tammy was like, what the hell, that never happened. So I'm going to just read so y'all have a backstory.
But you know how reality TV is. Yeah. Mona Scott writes for y'all all the time.
But we're going to get it.
This the real tea right here.
Yeah, just a good question too. So Lil Mo, and this is Lil Mo and Tammy first. So so Tammy goes, laugh my ass off. You see how they lied and said I was arguing over a BITCH in the club. And Lil Mo said, yes, I kept rewinding, like, wait a minute, when did this happen? Who said this? What is going on? So we know that was cap. Okay. Then this is so next one. Is Tiffany. So she said, did you see how they edit the club scene out to make it look like me and Walker was arguing about a female in the club and I was cursing him out? I was only doing that because we were in the strip club with no security. They really tried it. And Tiffany goes, yep, that's why I made my YouTube channel. Like, no, I need to get my truth out because they're so whack for this. So that answers why Tiffany, YouTube may be, you know, true.
Okay, YouTube guru.
Okay, next. This is Diamond Tammy.
Okay.
So Tammy basically said the same thing, like, did you see how they edited out, blah, blah, blah. And so Diamond goes, that's messed up. I don't understand why they would play with our lives like this. I would even take in a test if I know I cheated. Come on, man. They really kept all is good.
They got to create the drama and the suspense.
Exactly. So there's your thing. Diamond was like, I wouldn't have taken it if I know I cheated. So basically saying they kind of twisted that as well. And then last one, of course, with Nia. She was like, you know, what the F are you serious? I don't like how they did that. I don't like that. Shh.
Yeah.
So it just kind of shows that a lot of stuff on the show probably was cap.
Cappy cap.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Crunch.
So how you feel, Jay? Jay was still not buying it.
To all of my audio listeners, I'm not buying it.
Uh-oh.
It's like an expensive dress in the store. I'm not buying
it. Well, I will
say
they do blend scenes together. So you may get angry in one scene, but if it matches, like, let's say it's dark outside when you got angry during one scene, they will match it with another dark scene.
No, that's just the joy of reality TV.
Exactly. That's the beauty of TV, though.
When you walked in, Adam Freeman gave you a paper and said, here you go. This is what we're about to do to you. If you didn't read it on you, that's fine. So you're saying
they knew that when they were going to twist it like this?
They knew there was an extent that they could.
That's just with any reality TV show. I've done a boatload of reality TV shows. If you say, it's so ugly outside, they're going to put that and say, oh, it's so ugly, and I may be talking about you. I may be talking about outside. They have voiceovers and stuff like that.
Just like real quick, they cast for certain things. So let's say in the real world, here's how to get the cast for the real world. So let's say that there's a guy who's like, man, I grew up in a military background. I can't stand gay people. The first thing they're going to do is cast a gay person.
Right.
That's how they do this TV.
But they're going to cut out the military part and say, oh, I can't stand gay people. And that's going to be your narrative.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, whether they agree to it or not, you see that they weren't here for the lies regardless.
And it made good TV, though, so thank you.
Yeah, well, made good TV for sure.
Had that same energy with Mona Scott when she do the same thing to y'all.
Mm, perfect. Well, we don't have much time, so we're gonna wrap it up with our predictions.
Yes.
It's that time. Predictions.
Now, we're after Buzz TV.
Prediction. So now that these people are out the house, I think let's predict who's going to be up on Marriage Boot Camp next season. That's what I'm here for.
Okay,
that's a cool.
I hope they keep it hip hop based though, or at least keep some.
It won't be hip hop.
It won't. They should keep some though. Like keep like two.
They always have one loving hip hop couple every season.
Okay.
Who you want to see? I want to see Stingy with my cootie cat. I want to see Jocelyn and Stevie J up in there.
That's disrespectful.
Or Faith and Stevie.
He's married to Faith now.
Well, did you see the comments of? Stevie J posted a picture of him and Faith Evans. Jocelyn commented and said, tell your man to stop asking me for nudes in the morning.
Oh wow.
Yes, that's Marriage Boot Camp worthy. Anybody else?
And some people say that Stevie J is probably with Faith just for the look. But anyways,
move on up.
predictions. I want to see who's going to be on next season. I really would like to cover that and see that. I would love to see, though, T.I. and Tiny. Okay. Although I know they're good now, I just want to see, how they got through it, if it's really working and all that good stuff. That would be cool to see.
That'd be a good one. I really can't think of a couple who I would want to see on there.
Oh, I know another couple I want to see on there. Tisha Campbell Martin and Dwayne Martin.
Oh.
They got a lot of money issues and, they actually got divorced.
Well,
they're separated because of the money issues. So maybe we can probably have them together because they've been together for 20 years. So they're a great celebrity couple. Maybe they can go up in there in boot camp.
Mm.
That'd be different. We wouldn't expect them.
You know what? I want to see Romeo and Angela go in there. like fresh off growing
it's
up hip hop.
Let her finish grieving.
Because they be swapping shows around these days. So you go from this show, they be show hopping,
right,
bro.
Right,
they be
right,
going
right,
from
right.
this show to that show.
No, because they irritate me on growing up, so don't come and irritate me on marriage. So get it right personally first. I love both of them. Oh, I tell her she was here since. Stop playing with Romeo. And Romeo, stop playing with her.
There we go.
We love them.
We just got Sierra started.
I love them both.
But listen, y'all, let us know what y'all think in the comments. As always, it's been a pleasure. Please make sure you keep tuning in. This is unfortunately our last episode of this show, but please follow us on all of our other shows. Follow our main network at AfterBuzz TV. You can follow me everywhere on social media at Hero from the 90s. Jayla, where can they find you?
Yes, you can watch me flex it for the gram one last time. Follow me at Who Is Jayla Rocks, 2X3 if you nasty.
Okay.
Sound like a cat.
I know. And hey guys, you know it's me, Sierra Stafford. You can find me everywhere on my social media at Sierra Stafford. And of course, on Sundays, Married to Medicine, so stay locked for that.
Boom. It's been such a pleasure, y'all. We love you. We enjoyed you so much. And until next time, stay blessed, stay beautiful, and stay buzzing.
See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.